They want answers. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Five Republicans ordered to appear before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Subpoenas were sent by the January 6th committee to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and Republican representatives Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks.
The precedent we want to establish with our work is that people should not try to overthrow the electoral and political institutions of the United States.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, a member of the January 6th committee, would not say what steps are next if the lawmakers don't comply. Issuing the subpoenas to sitting members of Congress is an extraordinary step. It is not clear if they can be enforced. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wall Street, another rocky day for the major indexes. The Dow off 103 points, regaining some ground after being down more than 500 points during the trading day. The NASDAQ gained 6. The S&P lost 5 points.
Wall Street's concerned that interest rates will need to go up sharply and quickly to bring down record inflation. And that means less money in the economy and less money in stock markets. We had a second key read on inflation this morning showing inflation is still coming in higher than forecast. Yet April producer prices up 11% from a year ago, and that's still near record levels.
Susan Lee with Fox Business. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. supports efforts by Sweden and Finland to join NATO.
We, of course, will respect whatever decision they make. Both Finland and Sweden are close and valued defense partners of the United States and of NATO.
The president and prime minister of Finland say they want to apply for membership in the alliance and that it should be done soon. The country shares a large border with Russia. Sweden is expected to decide whether to apply in the coming days. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another teen will face murder charges in adult court in the murder of a high school teacher.
16-year-old Willard Miller's motion to move his trial to juvenile court denied by a judge in Jefferson County, Iowa, who also ruled Wednesday that 17-year-old Jeremy Goodale will be tried as an adult. The teen's accused in the beating death of 66-year-old teacher Noema Graber in Fairfield, southwest of Des Moines, last November. Her body found in a city park. The teens are being tried separately. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Florida Secretary of State Laurel M. Lee is resigning as the state's top election official. In a letter, Lee said she would step down Monday and thank Governor Ron DeSantis, who appointed her to the post in 2019. She did not specify a reason for leaving, but there are reports she's considering a run for Congress. Prior to becoming Secretary of State, Lee was a judge in Hillsborough County, a former federal prosecutor and federal public defender. DeSantis' office said it would soon have an announcement on Lee's replacement. A new survey of airlines from Wichita State University reveals which comes out on top.
The survey looks at each airline based on mishandled baggage, consumer complaints, and on-time performance, among other categories. For a second year in a row, Southwest was tops in overall performance. Hawaiian Airlines was tops when it comes to best on-time performance. Delta had the lowest consumer complaint rate, while Spirit had the highest, and Allegiant was the best for baggage handling. The top five airlines, Southwest, followed by Hawaiian, Delta, Allegiant, and Alaska.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. For the first time, scientists have grown plants in soil from the moon that was collected by NASA's Apollo astronauts. The downside was after the first week, the coarseness of the soil stressed the plants so they grew more slowly than seedlings planted in fake moon dirt from Earth, and most of the plants ended up small. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.